Hey, hello, and welcome to a new episode of Beating the System of Kevin Sue. I believe this is the 35th episode, and this is going to be an update on some of my previous schemes. My first episode, which is not currently available, but I will still make available just for the purpose of archival, is about Dunkin' Donuts. And unfortunately, since it's been about a year since I made that episode, they've cracked my little scheme, or at least one of them. Another one of them has been updated slightly, and that is my free donut with your drink scheme, which you do by going to the tellduncan.com website and then doing the survey, and you don't have to make a purchase. That's the thing. Normally you have to make a purchase. This requires no purchase, and I used to do it before I'd ever go to Dunkin' Donuts. And now they've made it so it doesn't work. So just forget that whole scheme. Also, they changed the website. It's not tellduncan.com anymore. Let me look real quick. It's duncanrunsonyou.com. However, I mean, if you still buy something from Dunkin' Donuts, you get the receipt, you can still do it, and I'd recommend doing it. I mean, it's a free donut. But my other scheme, with a slight modification, still works. This is for two free drinks. First, you buy a gift card. Now, I know I usually try to avoid schemes that require you to spend money at first, but this one is good enough that I think it's worth it. You buy, let's say, a $3 or $5 gift card, which however much you want on your card. Then you make a new account. You can use my methods I previously mentioned about the email and phone number, Google Voice and 10-minute mail, or Gmail, actually. And then you make an account. First of all, you get a free drink just for making your account because you got a new card. So there you go. You already have up to like a $5.50 value. And then you set your birthday. You can either use your real birthday or 7 days. Now, I will emphasize at the minimum 7 days before the date. Otherwise, it won't give it to you until the next year. So that's what you got to do. And then on that day, you'll get your drink. And you'll have a whole month to use it. This next story is not an update, but is too great not to include. So after a cross-country meet, I went to the Brewster's Real ice cream stand in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And I didn't buy any ice cream. Yet, I came out with $3. Well, out of the scenario. My sister's boyfriend, let's call him Chris, forgot his money, which also he owed me $5 for a CD that he bought the previous. And he asked me if I could, well, actually my sister told me to buy him his ice cream. Instead of just giving him the money, I decided, well, why don't you just tell me what you want and I'll go up and get it for you. So he ordered, it was $4. That's how much the ice cream costs. $4 ice cream. I go up, I get in line, I buy it, but I only pay $1. I come back and I say, here's your ice cream and this is how much it costs, $4, because that's how much it was supposed to cost. And then I get $4 from him, even though I only spent $1. I make a profit of $3. And how I did this? Through the app, by signing up and adding your birthday, I got a $3 credit, which actually lasts a month. If you're doing this in the future, you'll have plenty of time to use it. But that's how I got $3 for free without, well, basically not having to do anything. One more update, this is very brief, is about my Chick-fil-A scheme. Now, Chick-fil-A requires, well, has a limitation that you can have a maximum of 3 accounts attached to each device for your phone. So, this is going to limit you in how many deals you can do in one day. But having 3 accounts still get you a lot of stuff you couldn't normally do with just one. And if you really wanted to go the extra mile, bring an extra device, use a friend's device, or my extreme method, which is to keep an extra phone, like a very old phone that no one uses, and then completely wipe the system every time. And then you'll have three new accounts you can attach to it every time. But that's a pretty extreme solution. And additionally, this is also very brief, I just want you to completely ignore my original Amazon episode. I don't remember exactly which number it was, because I can't find the episode, actually. But the point is just to ignore the original episode because there will be a new episode coming soon. Might be the next episode. I'm not sure about the schedule right now. That will be an updated version. One more thing is that my McDonald's scheme, which involves using several accounts on one phone to get as many deals as possible, no longer works as they have cracked this. Hopefully it wasn't from listening to my podcast. And now you can only use, well, you can have multiple accounts, which is excellent, but you can only use one deal every 60 minutes because they'll track what phone you're using. Again, you can use a partner's phone, or a friend's phone, I mean, or another phone, like my other method, but it doesn't look like that scheme will work anymore, so I'm not going to bring back that episode. Well, there you go. Another episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue. Tune in next time when I may or may not talk about Amazon. I don't even know what I'm doing next time.